Good to be with you. Forgive, we're going to kind of reposition here for a second. Pastor Craig's going to join me in just a moment. We're going to spend the next few minutes just talking about some things that's transpired these last number of hours here in La Mesa. And I want to just quickly state that what we were just declaring in song, I'm convinced, is a declaration over La Mesa in particular, but over East County, over San Diego, and that's the kingdom of God is righteousness, which is rightness, peace, and joy found in the Holy Spirit. So we declare right now, as we've been singing, we declare the righteousness of Christ over the streets and the city of La Mesa right now in Jesus' name. Come on, if you're watching this right now live, if you're in the building, if you are going to watch this in the next few days, would you right now declare the rightness of God over our city? We will not tolerate this injustice, which we believe from a spiritual perspective is demonic in nature. This is not of God. We believe in the right of humanity to be able to protest, take a stand for what they believe, good, bad, indifferent to what we believe necessarily. It's the rightness of a country that allows for that. It's the wrongness of a country when people begin to riot and steal and take something that does not belong to them and break and damage and destroy things that they have no right to break, damage, or destroy. So again, we declare the rightness of God over our city. We declare the peace of God over our city. And we declare joy over this city in Jesus' name. Right? I feel that's really powerful. Come on. What do you think?
Absolutely. I want to just say, as we get started here, that we condemn racism. We just want to put that out there. It is evil to the core. There is nothing good or right about it. So we condemn racism. We also condemn the riots that took place, the violent acts. Not the protest. The protesting, as Pastor Barry has already mentioned, we approve of that. Go ahead, you protest. Make your voice heard for change. But when the protest turns to riots, we condemn that. They are both rooted in the same place, evil. They are both rooted in evil and in anger and in hatred. And so we condemn those things.
For the next few minutes, we just want to address a few things as it relates to our position as to how we see what's kind of unfolded here in the last number of hours. When I first heard about what was taking place, I was taken back. My first thought was, that can't be happening in La Mesa. Pastor Danny, let me just back up just a little bit and tell you that Cross Point Life Church for many years now has been very much an integral part of what is happening in the places that other people don't see. In other words, there's lots of work being done that the general public doesn't see as it relates to our relationship with the mayor, with city officials, with pastors. We're very much a congregation that for a long, long time, maybe even since we first arrived some 19 years ago, that believes with all of our heart that the church doesn't belong inside the walls alone. It belongs outside the walls as well. Yeah. It's not either or. The Bible teaches that the gates of hell will not prevail against my church, right? The church is ecclesia. It's described this way. It's the called out ones, the called out ones into an assembly. So it's interesting that when we talk about the ecclesia, most people would say that we're called into a building, to assemble. That is not a wrong statement. But where I think sometimes that word ecclesia gets a little skewed, it's not either or. We were never designed to simply assemble as the people of God and to stay confined to a building. We're to assemble as family, worship the Father, be instructed by those in leadership, pastors, leader, whomever, but we're also be to deployed outside the walls to be the church, to be the love of Christ to people. And I feel like in America, we have not probably done the best job at that. So it's time for us to retool, to realign ourselves and be reminded, not just at Cross Point, but generally speaking, whoever watches this, you're the church. Go love well. Go find a place that you can serve humanity If you're living in La Mesa or East County or in San Diego, come join us in La Mesa. Pick up a broom. Pick up a dustpan. Pick up do something, and let's rebuild the city.
Come on.
We already saw that there's hundreds of people probably already downtown La Mesa helping to restore civility and peace and calm and safety to our city. So, my friends, now's the time for us to not just simply wonder why, but now I believe it's time for us to be the true ecclesia and practice what we've been talking about for a very, very long time.
Yeah, absolutely. You mentioned gold and love. And last night as I was praying for our city in the midst of everything that was going on, I felt the Holy Spirit drop Romans 12 into my heart. And so I was reading it through. And in verse number 9, it says this is like from the New Living Translation. It says, don't just pretend to love others. Really love them. This is our time to really love, not just to say, hey, we love you, we love our city, you know, we love people, but to really love them and not love them the way that we think that we should, but love them like Jesus would love them. Love them with a sacrificial, all in, no strings attached love. And can we be so bold and audacious in our love as to love the ones that were out destroying and looting and tearing down and burning our city? Love them as well. We were all created in the image of God. Even the ones that were destroying and tearing down, they are created in the image of God. And Jesus gave his life for them the same as he did for us. Let's love them well, not just with words, but with actions. Let's demonstrate that love and love them well, not pretending to love. I think that we can be, in the past, we have been guilty as the church, of just saying we love and that pretending love. Those days are gone.
So let's just touch on this for a second. I got to be quite honest with you as we're sitting on the stage here at Cross Point Life on La Mesa Boulevard. And when you talk about loving those that looted my city, that set fire to Chase Bank and to another bank and to destroy some other buildings in downtown La Mesa, I got to be completely honest with you, that challenges my love.
Yeah, absolutely.
It doesn't mean I can't. It just challenges my love. Can I love the misfit, the outsider, the outcast? This is a message that God brought home to us a number of years ago when I met Dave Gibbons. Shout out to my friend Dave Gibbons. They were doing a great work up in Orange County at New Song Church. But I really, really honor Dave's message of being able to love the one well. And it's been a challenge to me, Craig, being able to love people in that light. It's easy to love you. It's easy to love people that come across. But it's easy to love those people that kind of love, you know, believe like me.
Yep, absolutely.
But there's a force behind this that's not just, I don't like La Mesa, or I am angry because they killed this brother Lloyd in Minneapolis.
Yeah.
It's bigger than that.
Yeah.
It's demonically inspired. Yeah. It's hate. It's evil to your core. So you're saying I gotta love people that are doing evil?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, can I just say that love is when we say love people, it's not always that warm, cuddly, squishy, you know, unicorns and sprinkles and sparkles love. Sometimes love is standing up for what's right. Like we've heard, and there's reports and stories out there of citizens, of people who are loving people and the city well last night and preventing buildings from being burned to the ground, coming out in protection of our city. That's love. It's not just, let me hug you, let's sit down in the dirt and talk about all of our issues. Sometimes it's like that, but sometimes love is a good kick in the butt.
Yeah.
You know, that's love too, where we don't just stand back and be like, well, you know, that's not my fight, that's not my argument. Love gets in there. Love is dirty, love is messy, and there's not always these clear-cut lines with it. And so even for the ones who were rioting and hurting and damaging, they may be our opposite, which is who we're really called to love.
Right.
Those that don't look like me, talk like me, believe like me. That's where the greatest demonstration of love can be found. And it's hard. We're not saying that this is an easy thing. It's easy to say it. That's the easy part. To actually do it, that's the challenging part.
It is interesting because I find that I'm a pretty good lover. I feel like I've learned to love people fairly well, if not well. But I find myself challenged at times, like I just mentioned, about what it looks like to lay my life down for somebody, how to care for the one well. And I think that is a statement of a fact with a lot of believers today, that we have not loved people of color very well. We say we do, but when push comes to shove, I'm not sure how well we do. I think another confession I would have this morning is I've never struggled in my journey at all. Some of my closest friends in high school, in college, in ministry have been men and women of color. One of our kid's godmother is a black woman serving over in Europe as a missionary, but she was still is one of our favorite people. It doesn't register with me sometimes. But I'm asking the Father, like when I was in my office last night watching what was unfolding, I said, God, would you help me to understand why there's prejudice? I don't understand it. And he's starting to reveal some layers on my own journey about what that looks like. And I really want to understand more. I don't want to be defensive. I don't want to be a position, Pastor Craig, where I want to throw down and go fight. I mean, I would throw down and fight to protect others from a rioter. I would do that, right? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just saying, when we left the building yesterday, we turned the corner on the La Mesa Boulevard in front of us, Baskin Robbins. There was three or four or five individuals that, now looking back, I know were probably a part of the group that's done some of the damage. I can't say specific, but you could tell he had signs, and they were not pro city. They were not pro you and me. They were anti. And my first instinct was, pull over the car. Let me go back and whoop on those guys. That was my flesh speaking. That may be a little too brutally honest for you, but I'm just telling you what I think a lot of us sometimes think. And they were all white. They weren't people of color at all. But my point is that it doesn't matter whether you're black, you're brown, you're white, whatever our race or creed or color, God's called us to love one another, to lay down our lives for one another, and to do our best to represent the kingdom of God here on earth.
Yeah,
I think we have a lot of room to work now, Pastor Craig.
So. Absolutely, and we can't say we can't say, and I'm thankful for the voices and culture that are saying these things. We can't say things like, "Well, I don't see color." We right. see color. We recognize color. We celebrate diversity. So when we talk about being the kingdom of heaven here on earth, that's what it's about. We're celebrating our diversity, celebrating those that are not like us, that have different cultures and all of those things. It's not trying to make everybody like us.
No.
You know, it's not about having a church that has, you know, multiple colored people in it of every different nations. That's one thing. But then it's celebrating those cultures and celebrating those people and allowing them to express themselves for who they are and who really God has made them to be.
There's a lot happening. I've been texting with a few of my friends that pastor here in La Mesa, and we're all, of course, it's Sunday. Many of them record their services before today. We're probably one of the few in La Mesa, maybe the only, but few in La Mesa that's actually live right now, kind of reporting what we sense happening in the atmosphere over our city. And, you know, for those that are watching that live outside of our city or live outside of maybe even California, you need to understand that we're only a very short, maybe a mile down the road from where the epicenter of this thing is happening. We're very, very close to it. And we feel the effect of the atmosphere. As we said this morning, we felt this calm, this peace over our city, which I think is because God is on our city.
Yeah.
We have a mayor that loves Jesus. We have a mayor that believes in working collaboratively with people of faith and leaders of faith and business people of faith and educators of faith. And together, we're going to somehow gather post this thing that just happened, and we're going to recollect ourselves, we're going to reassemble ourselves, or we're going to come back strong. La Mesa strong, right? We are a great community. Whether you live here or not, you go to church here, you're part, we are a great community of faith-filled believers, of businessmen and women, of educators, of you know, we are a great community. So what I want to encourage you in is that we're not down for the count, man. We're ready for the fight, if you will. We're ready to bounce back and in even greater capacity. COVID didn't knock us out. This rioting, this protesting will not knock us out because the weapons of our warfare are not what? Flesh. Of the flesh. Yeah. So they're of spiritual nature. So we're warring the spirit this morning for you, for our city, for our community.
Absolutely.
And I'm encouraged, man. Yeah. I feel strong this morning. As I walk in the building, I just felt this thing energizing inside me like, man, the evil one says in John 10:10, the thief comes to what? Kill,
yep.
Steal, and destroy. Last night he had a moment. But the second part of John 10:10 says, but I've come to bring you abundant life.
Yeah.
I believe abundance.
Yeah.
I'm prophesying right now. I believe abundance is coming to you, business owner, that lost product last night. You lost revenue last night. You lost whatever you lost last night in the riots. I'm declaring prosperity over you. I'm declaring the peace of God over your business. I am believing God for abundance for you and your family right now in Jesus' name.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's important to point out today that the actions of a few do not define the whole. Right? What happened last night, that doesn't define our city, doesn't define our citizens. It doesn't define the protests that took place. And that can be applied across the board. That can be applied to what happened in Minneapolis. You know, that one police officer, that doesn't define police officers. There are millions of amazing police officers. And sometimes we see the actions of a small fraction, and the whole gets painted, and that's wrong. The one verse that God, I could not get away from Romans chapter 12 was the very last in verse 21. And it says this, never let evil, and depending on your translation, it'll say defeat or conquer or overcome you. But you defeat and conquer and overcome evil with good. And that's not just good things, but listen, in the original language, what it's talking about as good, it talks about honorable things, kind things, generous, beneficial to the course of human affairs, which means beneficial to all humanity. What is good for all of us, not just a section of us or part of us or some of us, but what is good for all of us. That's how we overcome the evil that took place in our city and in multiple cities around our country. We overcome it with good. And Jesus said, who is good but God alone? We are God's representatives on the earth. And so we are going to release the goodness of God wherever we go on our streets. We're going to release the goodness of God. We are going to make things right, do what's right for all humanity. We are going to come against injustice on all levels, not for some, but for all. Because we really do believe it's justice for all or not at all. Or it's not justice. If it's only justice for me because I'm a white man, that's not justice. It's justice for all. And these are hard things for me to say, you know, as a middle class white guy. But I believe it. I'm sickened, I'm saddened, I'm outraged when we see the things, you know, the racism that has sparked these things. And it's just as wrong as the riots. And so we won't sit here today and focus only on the riots in our city, but we'll also turn the eye to the racial things that have taken place that are wrong. We stand for justice for all. And we will overcome. We will defeat. We will conquer evil, but with good, not matching evil for evil.
There's two aspects of this I want to bring closure to, and there's two aspects to our approach. One is a spiritual, supernatural approach. We know the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, as we mentioned, but they're spiritual for pulling down strongholds. We know there's something in the atmosphere that's warring right now for our country, vying for our allegiance. And it's important that you understand it's not about the flesh, it's about the spirit. So you fight in the spirit. And I'm speaking to you that understand the supernatural component of a relationship with the Father. That there's we talked about this. I talked actually about it a number of weeks ago in my 11:45 topic when I talked about the baptism in the Holy Spirit. Some of you that understand this, matter of fact, a lot of you should understand this, that when you pray in the Spirit, you know how to pray? Just pray in the Spirit. Pray your love language. Pray in tongues. Yeah. Go for it, man. In your car, in your house, in your neighborhood, in your backyard, wherever you are, just pray in the Spirit, because that's a perfect expression from your heart to the Father's heart. The second component of this is how we live out what the Father revealing in the Spirit. So what we do now out of the goodness of our hearts, out of the goodness of God that's inside of us, will be how we live out our reflection of what the Father's speaking to us right now in the Spirit. If you find yourself a little bit on the side of, I don't really give a rip, or you find yourself on the side of, I don't get why this is happening, or you don't have a lot of sense of that officer shouldn't have put his foot on the neck of Floyd in Minneapolis, then you need to get a hold of God. Because you got a problem right now. The Father's wanting to move us closer to his heart, not further away. So right now, we're going to conclude our time together today with a few declarations over our city and over our region. And there's a few people in the building right now that I'm going to do something a little out of character because we're not officially open. But I'm just going to speak it to some of you that's here. If you have a declaration that you'd like to speak out, you don't have to come up here. If you don't speak it out loud, that'd be fine. Just get close enough to the microphone so we can hear it. But we're going to pray declarations right now over our city. And we're going to believe God for his peace to rule, for his love to rule, and for Jesus to be lifted higher in the midst of this pandemic and in the midst of this ridiculous thing that happened to our wonderful, peaceful city last night. In John chapter 14, verse 27, peace I leave with you. This is amplified. I love this. Peace I live with you, leave with you. My own peace I now give and bequeath or give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Stop allowing yourself to be agitated and disturbed, and do not permit yourself to be fearful and intimidated and cowardly and unsettled. I love the Amplified because it really just speaks it in a way that I'm thinking and feeling sometimes. Yeah. Don't be a coward. Don't be intimidated. Don't be unsettled. Don't permit yourself to be fearful right now. So in Jesus' name, I speak the peace, the Irene of God over La Mesa, over all the East County, and for that matter, I speak and declare over San Diego County right now. May the peace of God descend. May it rule. And may it rule in righteousness in Jesus' name.
Yes. And I declare last night, as in the night before and the night before that, and in the days and weeks to come, that God has not abandoned our city, that God has not abandoned our state, the state of California, and God has not abandoned our country, and God has not abandoned this planet. That God was not sleeping last night in the midst of the riots. He was not asleep on his throne, but God walked in the midst of the darkness, in the midst of the smoke and the fire and the rage and the chaos. He walked the streets. The Prince of Peace is on the move. He has not abandoned us, but he is rising up. And he is gathering his children, his sons and daughters, to release the kingdom of God. And so we do that this morning. We release the kingdom of God. We release the goodness of God in the name of Jesus. And we pray, as you taught us to pray, Jesus, our Father who's in heaven, holy is your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth, just as it's done in heaven.
And we speak to the community of La Mesa, and we call out all the amazing people in our city. And we pray right now, God, that people would rise up from the ashes. People would begin to rise up in places that they've never been seen before. But now they're going to have a voice to speak and declare peace over our community. To begin to see the restoration of all things over our city come to pass. Begin to see sons and daughters of the King step into their destiny. Begin to see the church, the ecclesia, rise up in La Mesa like it never has before, from Journey to Cross Point to all the different churches that are working together in unison. We pray in Jesus' name that they come together like we've never come together before to see our city rise up and be and fulfill the destiny that she has.
Yes, yes. And Father, we pray that you would release your angels, ministers of wind and of fire, that they would come and that there would be spiritual warfare taking place over our city. That there would not be fear gripping our city, wondering what is going to happen tonight. Will we see more? Will it happen again? But in Jesus' name, we engage in the spirit realm on the spirit level and say, not in our city, not in the city of La Mesa. This is my city. This is is the city of God, and we declare it in the name of Jesus for La Mesa, for East County, for the county of San Diego. This is your city. This is the city, the county of God. And so we release angels to do spiritual warfare against the forces of wickedness and the kingdom of darkness that is over and doing battle on against us. And in Jesus' name, we just declare peace again. Peace again. You are defeated. You are defeated, foe.
That makes us call the jewel of the hills. And we pray, God, that the jewels of the kingdom would begin to shine brighter than ever before. Yeah. Yeah. We prophesy it. We thank you for it. We love you, Jesus, so much. And we're honored today to be able to pray and declare into the atmosphere the things of the kingdom over this region. And for that matter, over our nation. We speak the peace of God over our nation right now. We pray for our president. Yeah. We pray for all involved in his cabinet. It's not about liking or disliking the president. It's just about simple. He needs wisdom to govern. We pray for all the mayors. We pray for everyone. In Jesus' name, we thank you. And we praise you. Crosspoint, thank you for being with us today. We're gonna sign off now. We love you, and we pray that your peace would be in your home, that you would know that God's caring for you and watching over you. Don't quit fighting. Don't keep believing. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you.